Stories from around the world. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm...
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian officials say they've found at least 10 torture centers in territory recaptured from Russia in the country's east. This follows the discovery of a mass grave containing about 450 bodies at a site near Izum. The Russians occupied the city in the Kharkiv region until a Ukrainian counteroffensive pushed Russian troops from the region last weekend. The United Nations says it wants to send a team to investigate the site of the reported mass grave and determine the circumstances of the deaths. A regional police official said the victims at the burial site were killed by shooting or in shelling. Ukraine and its Western allies have accused Russian forces of perpetrating war crimes there. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who visited the recaptured city on Wednesday, said the Russians were responsible. Russia has denied targeting civilians or committing war crimes. Soccer legend David Beckham has joined the thousands of mourners in London queuing up to pay their respects to the late Queen Elizabeth. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
People spotted the former England soccer captain in the line of mourners near Britain's Houses of Parliament. It is believed he joined the queue at 2 a.m. and lined up for more than 10 hours with thousands of others. Beckham told the AP the Queen's death has a personal meaning to him.
I grew up in a family that were all royalists, and I said earlier that today, I think back to my grandparents, because if my grandparents were alive, they would have been here.
As a soccer captain, Beckham explained his love for his country and the monarchy encouraged him to play his best game.
I know what it meant for us to step out onto that field and to represent our Queen and our country and the